Parshat Shlach is Chilosoi Meraglim V'soifoi Meraglim. At the beginning of the parsha, you have Losur Es Haaretz, you have the Meraglim that came Losur Es Haaretz, and at the end of the parsha, it's V'loi Sosuru Acharei Levavnim Acharei Nehem. Those are the Meraglim, the Lev and the Ayin is the Meraglim. There's a kesher between the two. By both of them, the Inyan is that a person is supposed to make sure not to go Bosar the Meraglim. We'll see about that. But about that, there's a connection, this farm explained between the two halakim. It starts with Losur and ends with Loisa Suru. Shlach Lecha Anoshim, Rashi says they were Anoshim, Chashuvim, but Oisa Shah, they were Ksherim still. Shpetr state, Vayelchu Vayavoyu, Makish Halichosim Leviosom, Ma Biosom Be'etzerah, Af Halichosim Be'etzerah. But Oisa Shah Ksherim Oy. In the end, it turned out that 10 of the Meraglim were Moitzi Diva, as they say, and Yeshua Bekele is not. It's interesting, the Yerushalmi says that even though the Pasuk tells us that there was one Meragel for each Shevet, over the Emes there was two Meraglim from each Shevet. They didn't mention only one of them, but the Emes, each Shevet sent two Meraglim. So Rabbi, it's Gemara in Saita, Yerushalmi in Saita, Rabbi Kivega asks, in Gilgin HaShas, in Saita, he brings this Yerushalmi, he asks, we learn out that a minion, Dabar Shebekdusha, needs a Sora, because Eda is called Basara, because it says over here, Eda Harazeh, Lachari, you should need 22 for a minion. It was two from each Shevet. And again, you take out Kolev and Yeshua, but the din should be you should need 22. I suppose that the din of Eda that we learn out is only from the ones that have a first Bekro. Say it as a vort. Lemate Yoisef, Lemate Menashe Gadi Ben Susi. You have to know why it says the Shvatim in this order. That it goes Reuben, Shimon, and then Yehuda, Yisachar, Ephraim, Vechulei. I saw that the MS, there's a big noise about this, that in various times when the Torah brings down the Shvatim, it brings them in a different order. By the Degolim in one order, sometimes they say the Leidosom. Every time there's a different shot why the Torah picks after that order, by Har Grizim and Har Evel. I once want to say, for he went through it, Etlecha 20 times where the Torah says the different, all the names of the Shvatim, and why, you know, but if in Makis, why it picked each time that Seder. It's a double goggle to do it as a whole topic, but specifically over here, first of all, I saw that there's a tzad that over here, the Seder was the Seder Chashivusam, not of the Shvatim, of the Meraglim. Here, that's what the Seder was. That Shamua ben Zachar was actually the most Chashiv, which is Kapela, Murray the Gazak, that Isheya and Kolev are allowed after the first on the list, if it goes the Seder Chashivusam. B'cholot, and it says, L'mate Yosef, L'mate Menashe, Frech the Ramban, why does it say, L'mate Yosef, L'mate Menashe? Ephraim was already mentioned earlier. It should have said already over there, L'mate Yosef, L'mate Ephraim, Hoshea ben Nun. Why Dafka by Menashe? So the Ramban says, because Menashe was Gadi ben Susi, was Moitzi Diba, and therefore it applies to say Yosef, because Yosef was Moitzi Diba al Echov. So it puts Yosef's name next to a Meragel that was Moitzi Diba. By L'mate Ephraim was Hoshea ben Nun, he wasn't Moitzi Diba. I heard once a different shot, it's a chiddush, but it's a vort. The MS, there's another nekud legabi the shvatim. We know that Ephraim and Menashe, Keruven, Vishim, and Yuli, that they became two shvatim. And legabi many in Yonim, Ephraim and Menashe are a separate shevet, in which case, of course, there's only 12 shvatim, so Levi's not in the cheshbon. And other times, Levi and Yosef are the shvatim, and Ephraim and Menashe are one. They're all under the umbrella of Yosef. That also is a stira makif, when we call Ephraim and Menashe a separate shevet, legabi what not. The Rishoyim, later on, the Achorim talk about it, but actually, you could say a vort. Legabi in Yonim of Nachlas Eretz Yisrael, Ephraim and Menashe already are separate. There was a separate Nachla for Ephraim and for Menashe. But on other in Yonim, it could be that Yosef is one Shevet. You're talking to say a vort. Over here, we're sending Meraglim. The Emes is two Matoris for the Meraglim. One is to see Tachsisei Melchama. They're going to go make a war now in Canaan. They need to learn the secrets of the Tachsisei Melchama, how to fight the war against the Shloshim Malchei Kanaan, and separately also to see about the Inyonim of the Nachlo. So Be'emeth, each one of these Meraglim was sent to two Matoris. That could be Pshat and Yerushalmi, why each Shevet Be'ethem sent two Meraglim. But Efshi could say like this, Ephraim and Menashe are separate Shvatim B'negeya the Nachlo. B'negeya Nachlo, Ephraim and Menashe are separate Shvatim. And if we're talking Ephraim's Meragel for that was Hashem, and then Menashe's was Gadi ben Susi. Legabi, the Inyon of Melchama, Ephraim and Menashe are not separate. Yosef only sends one miracle for that. And then, of course, you can ask, why doesn't Levi send one? It's a horror. Yesh ma'alodin on that. But that's why it's Lamate Yosef, Lamate Menashe, Gadi Vesusi, because Yosef's Meragel for that Matara was Gadi. It wasn't Hosea. You're talking that could be pshat later on when Kolev and Yeshua are fighting against them and saying not. Kolev is the one that says Ki Yochel Nuchal Lo, we can win the war. Yeshua doesn't talk then. Later, Yehoshua says Ki Toiv Haaretz Moed Moed. Yehoshua doesn't have what to say. Vinigeya Yochel Nuchal Lo. He wasn't sent for the Tachsisei Mulchama. For the Tachsisei Mulchama, the Shevet Yosef Meragel was Gadi. He was both. He was Lamad Yosef, Lamad Menashe. Yeshua Hanesh was the Zogin of them. On Toiv Haaretz Moed Moed, Yeshua Rechon. So it's two different dinim in the Meragel. The MS, there's another pshat. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes that the MS, there was other, Yosef had other children. And those other children, where do they go? At Kama that Ephraim and Menashe are separate, where do we reckon them? So Be'etzim, they could either be umbrellaed under Menashe or under Ephraim. He says, over here at Merum is that they were chelik of Menashe. They were nilva to Menashe. Lamati Yosef, lamati Menashe. Shar b'nei Yosef were nilva to Shevet Menashe. Now, Yehoshua b'nun, his name was really Hosea. And Moshe called him Yehoshua. Moshe added him a Yud. The Chassam Sofer writes, the embassy was called Hosea bin Nun. How does he afterwards turn into Yehoshua? But why is he called bin Nun? So he says, the Chiddush, he was called the MS ben Nun. But then the Yud for the Yehoshua needs a Shva, needs two Nechudas. So the Yud had to, the Yud came from Sarai, but the Yud by Sarai doesn't have Nechudas. So he had to take the Nechudas, and that's why he had to be called Yehoshua bin Nun. The Shverkat is that he was already called over here Hosea bin Nun. They were already Mesadarit. The Chidah brings from the Arizal that the Emes, every one of these Meraglim were taka a Gilgal Nizgaldal into them, the Neshama of that person's Shevet. And that was their Chiyas, that was their Koyach, when they're going to be going into Eretz Yisrael now with the Matorah to, on a Matzlich to go to make this Meraglus. So each one of them was Nizgaldal then, Gilgal of a certain Shevet. And Gadi ben Susi was the one that was Nizgaldal Yosef. Yeshua, he says, Bechlal was Nizgaldal Shevet Levi, as a Cheshbon. Levi's went into Yeshua. Hakoponim afterwards, when they did the chait, so then it left them. The only ones that remained, Rak Yeshua v'kalev chayu min ho'an Hashem ha'elu. Chayu means they remained with that neshama. This Tosefes neshama that they got, they're the one they taka remained. That's what it means chayu, that they lived, that they remained with the neshama. The Chofetz Chaim al HaTorah, he says the knesh that it's interesting. Yeshua and Kalev are the ones that were going against the other ten, but they had a different mahalach. Yeshua from the beginning was a misnagid to the whole mahalach, to the mahalach of trying to make a dibah, and he kept on fighting with them. Kolev Adar, he brings the medik and the pesukim. Kolev fakert, he was with them. He made believe he was with them. Afterwards, by Yahas Kolev esom, Yeshua couldn't quiet them down. They knew already from the beginning Yeshua was going against them. Kolev was beetzem fearing the seichel. That was his mahalach to fear the kilu. He's with them to be able to stop it afterwards. He was able to by Yahas Kolev esom. I heard once Akasha, so why didn't he take a pri? Every one of the Meraglim, they took a pri. So I was thinking maybe, you know, the Geffen took eight people, then the Tein and the Riemann was each one. After the other Perish in the Shtap Meretz Yisrael needed two people. Kalev etzach gemach. Nu Yeshua efter help me arum. Yeshua said, no, Kalev etzach gemach. Kenzan. Vayikra Moshe Loishea bin Nun Yeshua. Dargim Yoinison says that Moshe saw that Yeshua is an onov. He saw that he's an onov, so he turned his name into Yeshua. So there's an interesting pshat from the Oyev Yisrael Me'apta. He says, he saw he's an onov, what's the shaykhis? He says, Be'emes, there's a shtickle of a problem here. It says in the Medrash that by Tchis HaMesim, it's going to go to save the Aleph base. It's going to go to the first name basis. Whatever your name was, first all the Alephs are going to get up. So by turning from Hosea into Yeshua, that's him lengthening his Vaisis is aiming to be from the Rishonim, to be from the Rishonim of the Tchias HaMesim. So Be'emes, it's a shtickle of Pegiyah by calling him Yehoshua now. There it is, the Medrash also says that the Anovim are going to have Koidim with Tchias HaMesim. So after Anovim, I mean Anovim Gufa Mestamet is an alphabetical order, unless it's a much quicker line. Over Akoponim, since he was an Anov anyway, so Nishke Chepet that he can turn his name into Yehoshua, as I was up there. Moshe Rabbeinu tells him to be Meragel, and it says, Re'isem Es Ha'aretz. So I saw brought down in the Mesoyer, the Balaturim does this a lot. I don't know if this is the Balaturim, but the Balaturim does this concept like some Sofer also, that you check where it says in the Torah a certain word, and if it says it in two or three places, there's a connection between the places where it says this word. It says Re'isem three times in the Torah, twice in this week's parasha. It says Re'isem es ha'aretz, It says at the end of the parasha by Tzitzis, Uri'isem Oisoy Zachartem is called Mitzvah Hashem. And it says in Parsha Shmois, Uri'isen Al Ha'ovnoyim, that Moshe Rabbeinu tells them Yaldos to see if a child is born. Yesh Lefarish, that there's a shaykhah to these three Uri'isems. We'll say like this. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos Paragimel, Akavya ben Malal Eloimer, his stakel b'shloisha dvorim. His stakel b'shloisha dvorim. The Anatabali de'avera. Mahalalel is actually the simon, the parashas baloischa. There's always a simon for the amount of words. Mahalalel is the simon. Mahalalel. Come on, Akavya ben Malal Eloimer, shloisha dvorim. Me'ayin boso, lo'onat ha'oilech, v'lifnei mi'at osa zitin did v'cheshmen. And if you're the stakel in these three inyonim, that's what's going to, won't be bali de'avera. That's these three things. Uri'isem es ha'oretz is la'onat ha'oilech, the gates in the red. Uri'isem al ha'ovnoyim is me'ayin bosa, to check by, that's by the ledo. And uri'isem oisi yuzachartem is, as komitz es Hashem, is lefnei mi'at osim yidim. So that's the three uri'isem. The three uri'isem is that in you. On that Mishnah, the Gro, and Pirshim Mishnayis, and Ovis, and also in Kehelis, on Perek Yedbeis, on the Pasuk, he brings in both places the same word. Zechoyres boyer echa, bimei bach v'secha zochti goyim, boyer echa can be read three ways. Boyer echa, to the boyer shloim. Boyer echa is the pit, the cavern. And be'er echa is where a person comes from. And that's the three things. Zechoyr es boyer echa, bimei stakel, and these shloish advarim. And that's why by soita, we spent it in Parshas Masa, we said already, that on soita we do the mayim, the offer, and the shame. That's the mayim, and the tipa srucha, the mayim basa, the offer is the kever. And the Shmoyshe Lakadosh Baruch Hu, that's the three things. And if you mistakel in those three things, then you're going to be able to be loy boli de'aveira. Reb Chaim Volozhin in Ruach Chaim on that mission of mistakel b'shloish advarim says that it has a shaykhah to tzitzis, which we said at the end of it, Yisim Oisei Zacharten, Zot Reb Chaim Volozhin, it says tzitzis three times in the parasha. Now tzitzis is a lashon of histakels. That's the point of tzitzis. Tzitzis is supposed to be made tzitz min acharaka, be mizboinen. Be mizboinen, that's what tzitzis is telling you. Don't just see things the way they are. Be mizboinen deeper. So he says, it says tzitzis three times. That's the three things. The first time it says tzitzis is va'osulam tzitzis al kante b'gdeyem l'doyroysom. Doyr hoylech v'doyr bo. That's me'ayim boso. The next one is v'nosno al tzitzis hakonos p'sil t'cheles. Cheles noshim t'achles. See the end. See all the way till the end. L'onat ha'oylech. He says also the chilozim comes up once every 70 years. That represents the Shivim Shlois Odom, that's the second tzitzis, to be mistakel on at the Oilech. And the third one, of course, is the same one we mentioned. V'hoyolechem on tzitzis, or isav oisei yuzachar, and it's called Mitzvah Hashem. So the Shloisha histakliyos, the Shloisha tzitzis, the Shloisha ure'isems, are all mesuvim on this inyan, and if you attack a mistakel, ein atabo liyidei avera. You have to know, when it says ein atabo liyidei avera, avera has yadayim. Yesh Yadayim is Yadayim Mechichais, is Yadayim She'enim Mechichais. Avera has Yadayim. And the truth is, once you're in the clutches of the Avera, it's a lot harder. If you're already in the Yadayim of the Avera, then you have a much bigger problem. Then the only Eitz is, like the Gemara says later in Kedushin, is Mashchei Lebeis HaMedesh. But if you want to avoid that, Lefnei. So, Ataloi Boli Dei Avera. Don't get into the Yadayim of Avera. If you're already in the Yadayim of Avera, then about the Eitz is, the Eitz is Mashchei Lebeis HaMedesh. And not go out. I think we mentioned the other week when Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma, Pam Achas, he went out of the Beis Medrash. Right away comes the Mashchisim to try to convince him to go out. As the Etzem Nekuda of the Chet Meraglim, there's different ways to understand it. They were Taka saying that they think that Klal Yisrael is not going to be able to. Hakolik is telling Yochel Nuchala, they're saying they won't be able to. There's a Mahalach. The Kotzker says like this, the Yismach Yisrael, others for him, they talk about this concept. And so do all the psychologists, but they talk about a person can't have a low sense of self-esteem. A person has to realize what his kaifas are. So Meraglim knew that Avada, with the kaifas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avada, you could be Minatzeich on the Malchei Kanaan. And if you're coming Stam B'derech Teva, then Avada not. They were worried, Shem Yigra Machet, they were worried that they don't have the kaifas. They were worried that maybe they're not holding on to Madrega. And yes, a person has to talk to be honest about where he's holding and what he's doing, but with an attitude of, I'm not holding thereby, and therefore, you know, okay, we'll come back in 40 years. No, that's not the way to do it. Either of a person has to say to live the moment and try to be matzliach, and whatever his job is here, to try to do. Yishtel Su, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Hine Tefochos Masati Yomai. Our days is like a tefach. A tefach means, it's when you measure a rope, you can have a rope that's, let's say, 70, I didn't pick 70 by coincidence, but 70 yards long, but you want to mention, each one has one tefach. When you're measuring the rope, at any given point, you're only holding that one tefach. You're pulling in the rope, that's a measuring thing. Every day is that tefach, live that day. A person has to keep a cheshbon with his boinerness ober to say, am I holding the bayin, achkenish, that, from there comes the shirish of the nefilim. The Koska says the same word, but he says that's what it says. Ve'hayinu be'ineihem kachagovim. He said, v'chein hayinu be'ineihem. They felt like chagovim. If you feel like you have godless and you have koiches and you have yicholus and you makir koiches that you have, so then you be matzliach. V'chein hayinu be'ineihem, that you think you're like chagovim. Demis is a different pshat. Chein hayinu be'ineihem. It's just not the pshat from the Michtav Sofer. The Michtav Sofer was the son of the Chassam Sofer. The Michtav Sofer, a brother of the Chassam Sofer. So he says, interesting pshat. It says, "Venhi beinenu kechagovim v'keinayinu beinayim." It says like this. It's brought down in the Metzudis in Tehillim in Capital Yedayin. It says, "Ishoin bas ayin," and he says that emes an ishoin, the black of the eye. When you look at it, it's called an ishoin. Why? Because when you look into someone's eye, deep into their eye, you see a little ishoin. You see a little person. You see yourself. You see the reflection. You see a menshula, a klein menshula, an ish. An ishoin is a klein menshula. That's why it's called the ishoin of the ayin. You see that little menshula. He says, the Mishnah was saying, they were complaining that when they went into Canaan, the people were so big. We were like Chagovim. V'kein hayinu be'ineihem. We saw ourselves in life-size form when we looked into their eyes. That's how big they were. V'kein hayinu be'ineihem. We weren't ishayim. We saw molei kemasai in their eyes. That's how big they were. V'kein hayinu be'ineihem. Like, kein v'nois tlofcha doibros. Kein, it's true. We saw ourselves in our true form, in their eyes. Now, state the Hemshech after the Chet Meraglim. The Rabbi Shalom is my dear that there's going to be a Shrek and Chamatev. Moshe Rabbeinu starts davening and he says the Yud Gimel Midos, or a Chaluk of the Yud Gimel Midos, actually. And that's what we're going to stell on. Hashem Erech Apayim Ben Achesed, the abridged version of the Midos. And the Mefarshim talk why he didn't say the full amount of all the Midos, the Yud Gimel Midos, that it says in Parshas Kisisa. The Meshech Chochmah says the Pshat that the first two Midos, the Genesis, the Big Machlokes Rishonim, but a lot of Rishonim, Roiv Rishonim, hold, that Hashem, Hashem, are the first two of the Yud Gimel. When you count out the Yud Gimel Midos, Hashem and Hashem are the first two. Others only count from the second Shem, others Bechal count the first Midah is Kale. I say the going goes like that. There's other Mahalchim in the Yud Gimel Midos, but we'll go the way the Rishonim in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yedayin, they know that Hashem and Hashem are the first two Midos. When you talk about the Yud Gimel Midos, so upon the Rosh in Rosh Hashanah explains what's Hashem. Hashem, the Gemara already says, "Ani Hashem koydim shiach, ani Hashem laach shiach." Then the Rosh explains that's the first two midas. There's the Shem Havaya, which is the shoresh of everything of the whole world. Far v'cheit, and then there's Havaya la'acharachet. That's the whole point. That even acharachet, it comes back Havaya. Havaya is the shoresh that everything can still be there. That's the gevaldik koyach tshuva. That's the second midas. That it could be Havaya acharachet. But then there's the Havaya also koydim achet. And again, we're going to go that both of them are midas. So Dr. Rosh, what do you need Havaya koydim achet? What do you need Azam midah for? It's koydim achet. What do you mean midah v'rachim and koydim achet? So the Bali Musa say koydim achet means the guy's holding ot right about before he's about to be choyte. He needs rachim and merubim. He's koydim sheyecha, nisht over the over. Koydim sheyecha. Oh, but the Rosh wrecked the kasha. What do they mean rachim and koydim sheyecha? So the Rosh says because by avoid the zora, Kodesh Baruch was mitzaref machshava lemaisa, and by the Chet HaEgel, that's where the Yud Gimel Midos one is Chadash, but the Chet HaEgel was Avodah Zorah, and therefore it required a Koydim Sheyechta Midah of Rachman. Zot the Meshech Chochma, that's only by Avodah Zorah. Over here, there are many different Mahalchim, exactly what's the Chet Meraglim, but the Pashas is not the Nekuda of Avodah Zorah, various other Pshachim, it's not Avodah Zorah. At the point of Avodah Zorah, there's no Machshava or Mesarach HaMaita, you only need one shame, you only need the second shame, the shame of Achar Sheyechta. That's the Meshech Chochma. I heard once from a Talmud Chacham an alternative pshat, Tum Fakert. That Fakert, the Nekuda of the Chet of the Meraglim had a Negiel of Avodah Zorah. Or the Avodah Zorah aspect of the Chet wasn't Oiskefir, Fakert, it was Sam. Other things happened, but that was Oiskefir. So you only need the shame of Koydim Shiach. It was only the Koydim Shiach, the Chet. The Avodah Zorah Chet wasn't Oiskefir. Kaparam, that's the Gabi the Shemus. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Slachno Lavoyna Mazek, Goydel Chazecho. And the Eibishter answers back, Vayoyimar Hashem, Solachtich et Merecha. The Eibishter was Selech. The Eibishter says, Abadah was Nenash. they are in Midbar, and they were there 40 years in the Midbar now. Or but the Eibetz says he was Silech. So it's interesting to Maisa. The Gemara says that the whole 40 years in Yivamestaf, Ayin Beis, the Gemara says that the 40 years in the Midbar, there was no Ruach Tzfoinis, because the Yidden were in Nezufin, Lefnei Amokoin. That's why they couldn't mal themselves, that's why they couldn't be Makav Korban Teis that we spoke. Because they were in Cheir, they were Menudim Lefnei Amokoin. Because of the Chet. And it's a Machlokes Rashi Tosis, which Chet? Rashi says the Chet HaEgel. Frek Tosis, Chet HaEgel, the Rabbanu Shalom was Moichel then. By the Chet HaEgel, it says, he was Seleich then. Rather, it means the Chet Meraglim. And that was the chait that they were in the Zufa with Ne'amokim. Frekt. Nechtam Seifer. Tosis argues on Rashi that it can't be the chait to Egel, because by the chait to Egel, the Eberst is the Lashon, and Parshat Kisis, the Eberst was Moichel. Over here also it says, Vayoyimer Hashem Salachti Kedvarecha. So there was also Slicha. Elamai, there can be Slicha, but still, you need a picture of this. But what's an Ere Gedor, say Vayoyimer Hashem? Nechtam Seifer says a very chiddush to Kepshat. He says, the Rabbanu Shalom was saying, Moshe Rabbeinu was asking Shlachma. And the Rabbanu Shalom answers, Salachti kidvarecha. I was already selecting them once on your suggestion. This time not. Salachti kidvarecha. Shenge heard them, I said. I mean, on Yom Niron, Yom Kippur, we say these pasuk. We say three times, seven times, different monogam. Yom Hashem salachti kidvarecha. I was learning, Gabriel was saying, I tried that once. The evidence is, I heard once a different shot that it's Moshe Rabbeinu talking. And that another shot you can have in mind. Moshe Rabbeinu saying, Slachna lavoyna zeka goyim chazdecha, like last time when I said it, and then over there, that time you had said salachti kidvarecha. It's all part of Moshe talking still that he said, and you had said then. But Kipshuti, the pasuk is saying, "Vayomer Hashem salachti kidvarecha." B'chol even the Eibush said he's going to be minish then. You can get a oynish. Yoyim lashona, yoyim lashona. Yoyim lashona. There's a murder that came from Eisel Charif. It said in the beginning of the parsha, Rashi had brought, "Ba'ois the shok sheirim hayu." Ba'ois the shok. So he says, "Okay, that's 1 hour." He says, if they're being punished now, a day for a year, it's a big punishment, 300 and something times more for each day, unless you learn like the Sephora, he says, Yoyim Lashona means, it was Tisha B'Av every year. It was day for a day. It was Mida Kenegan Mida, day for a day. Which day? Tisha B'Av. So it took 40 years to get 40 Tisha B'Avs. They had been Chayte on Tisha B'Av, and for the next 40 years, they were Nanesh a day for a day. Every year, once a year, on Tisha B'Av. But Pasha, the whole year, 40 years. The Maisa, the Yidden were in the Midbar touch less than 40 years because they entered the Midbar Pesach, Tesvav Nisan, and they entered Eretz Yisrael already on Yud Nisan 40 years later, which is 4 days less than a full 40 years. In addition, they were supposed to be 11 days in the Midbar. Acharas Yoy Mechorir of Derech Arseir. So that's not in the Cheshbon. Okay, that's 15 days. So they were really in the Midbar, the punishment is 40 years minus 15 days. On the ratio of a day for a year, an hour is 15 days, right? It's 12 months in a year, so 24 hours in a day. Each hour of a day represents 15 days. They were chayte for 40 days minus 1 hour. They were in the Midbar 40 years minus 15 days. It's gecheshbon, genoy, yoyim lashona.
Why is it shekshem?
No, the first hour when they had left, that Rashi says, "Ba'is a shok sheirim hayu." He means the kipshuta in that first hour. The first hour they were still sheirim. That hour. An hour. On the other hand, it's not Pasha. The Gemara says in Soita, that Mida Toiv is Merubim and Mida Peronius. And the Gemara says, Miriam was Mamtin Lemoshe, but they sat of Achoisem Erochai. She was Mamtin Shah Achas, and nevertheless she was punished to be a Metzora for 7 days. So Tosfos over there, Bavarin, it can't be a full hour, because an hour is not proportioned, it's supposed to be 500 times more, it's not proportioned to an hour. So he says it's either a third of an hour or a quarter of an hour. That's how it works, that it comes out to a week, it's supposed to be times 500. And Marsha tells, what do you mean a third of an hour or a quarter of an hour? Work it out. Either a third or a quarter. What does it work out? It's 168 hours in a week. I think it comes out a third of an hour. Well, what's a quarter of an hour? So it says, where do we get this idea that by the Midah Toiv it's 500 times more? Because by Midah Raw it says, Shileishim to Rebayim. Now, Rebayim is 4 dairis, and Loitzer Chesed, Allahim is 2,000 dairis. So 4 to 2,000 is 1,500. Yeah, but the Pasuk says, Shileishim Oy Rebayim. So we don't know. It's either 4 generations to 2,000, well, then it's 500 times more. Or it could be it's 3 generations to 2,000, then it's 600 and something. That's the difference if it's a quarter of an hour or a third of an hour. Akapanam Taisa, but they asked, how come over here, Yoyim Lashana, it comes out that it was much more? So they want to answer with the Sifurna, that it's not, it's one day for one day. No, the day is Tisha B'Av. That's the day that they were being Nemesh. There's an interesting mice in the Sifurna. He does this many times. This concept. In Bereshis also does it a few times. The Sifurna has a Mahalach. And the Meshech Chochma also does this a few times. Sefer. That when the Torah is Mechadish a Parsha, it was Mechadish because of a Chet. Lemosel, go straight to the Dugma, he talks about it by Chet Eitz Hadas also, a few things that the Bria would have been a different way. Nor after that it changed. So he talks about, we have right afterwards the Parsha of the Nesachim. What's the connection of the Parsha of the Nesachim and Chaloh after the Chet Morago? And then says there's a Medrash that we live with a Makar of Nesachim in the Midbar from that Geffen that the Meraglim bought. So the Meraglim bought the Geffen. Now we're able to talk about the Parsha of Nesachim. But the Sifurna explains like this. Before Chet HaEgel and Meraglim, a Korban would not have necessitated Nesachim. It could be Oilu L'Reach Nechayach without washing it down with wine. After Chet HaEgel, the Tzur of the Bria furthers that it should need Nesachim. He even wants to split it. He says, after the Chet HaEgel, Korbanis Sibur needed Nesachim. Afterwards, even Korban Yochid needs. It was Neschadish. It wasn't Parshas Chala. He says, because of the Chet Meraglim, it required the Upoigim and the Arisa Seichem, you have to make a tikkun with that. And that's the connection to the Nesachim and Chala. One of Kudan Chala, where's the sugya? There's an interesting Chubas Noyde B'Yehuda. The Malbim brings it over here. The Noyde B'Yehuda writes in Yerodeya, Tinyon, the Simon Reish Aleph, that he wants to be Machadish a Dover Chodosh, Shaloi Kidmanoi Shum Fire Shek Paisik Lefonov. Which is interesting because it's a Tosis written condition that Achman Ches. But as I talk to Noyde B'Yehuda, that he wants to say a Chiddush that Loi Kidmani Shum Mefurish, that when you talk about a Frosh Eschala, The Esau is Tevel, right? But Derech Chal wheat is Tevel. After you took up Shumas Maishas, it's not Tevel anymore. But by Chita specifically, when you turn it into a dough, when it becomes Gilgal or Esau, again, it becomes Tevel. How do you make it Ois Tevel? With a Hafrosha. How much do you need for that Hafrosha? Kolshim. There's no Shir. It says there's a Dinasini, you have to give it to the coin. Yeah, there's a Dinasini, you have to give it to the coin. That's another Din. But that's not what 124th, 148th, there's a whole Gedarm. By not, but that's all because there's a mitzvah of Nesina. Over what's matir the Isa, the etzim is only a mashu. No, rather than the technicality, because if you only mafrish a mashu, so only that mashu is chala. You can't go give afterwards to the kohen a 24th and say this is chala. It's not. You only mafrish a mashu. So in order to enable you to do the mitzvah, the mitzvah of Nesina, to give the 24th, you must be mafrish the 24th originally, so you could be nice in it as chala. Otherwise, it's not matana baal. It's not chala. Over Lagabi living matir the Esau, no shaitis, the takeaway is the shame tevel on the Esau, kosher was enough. The Maisa Tetzach, it's a big machlokes, we're showing him both ways, and we're showing him about it, but the Rebbe says it's Egin Echidish. The Malbim, when he brings this, he says a Fakir Techidish also. That I didn't say anywhere else. The Malbim, it's Murray the Gazah. Again, you can't be mafresh a mashu and then give a 24th for challah. It's not challah, you were mafresh only a mashu. But technically, all you have to do is be mafresh a mashu. He says, who would it fakir? Let's say you want to be mafresh more. You mafresh a tenth. So now all of it is chala. Avada, you can't eat it. Azor is also to eat chala. It's truma. It's a rimu. And all of it is chala. There's no gather that the hafrosh is limited only until 24th. And avada, you can't eat it. You're a zor. But you could sell it to a kain. Your mitzvah nesina is only on the 24th of it. I'm more of it as chala, but say it. Your mitzvah nesina, you'll give it 24th. The rest of it, you have chala now. Say it. Sell it to a kain. The zoil. It's yours. You don't have a mitzvah nesina. The mitzvah nesina is the 24th. It's chalva. You were mafresh it as chalva. The same. The same way fakir is be'etzem a mustik of being mafresh less than the 24th. No, it's felt in the nesina. Who would then fakir? But that's a great sugya. Not ungetapped. Right. So the sugya from the mekoshish. You have your Rabbi Dezora. You have the megadif. You have the mekoshish. Chal Shabbos. And then you have tzitzis. Chazal say this connection. Rabbi Dezora shakol connected kol ha'terakul. Shabbos is called Torah Kula. Tzitzis is called Torah Kula. It's connected. The Gemara in Shabbos of Tzadikov brings, what did the Mekoshesh do? The Mekoshesh, of course, we know the Gemara says was Sloschod. And the Gemara of Emma says that he did it L'Shem Shamayim. He did it L'Shem Shamayim. He wanted to show the Yidden that you could be Nenash even. Don't think that now that we're stuck in the Midbar for 40 years, maybe we don't have to keep the mitzvahs till we enter Eretz Yisrael. No. And he did it in order to the manure of Yishmo, L'Shem Shamayim. But the Mighty did it Chilul Shabbos. There's a Gemara in Shabbos that says there was a Chosid Echad that was once walking past his field, and he had a machshav. He saw that the fence was broken, and he thought about it on Shabbos. He says, "Oh, after Shabbos, I'm gonna have to fix it." And there was a tremendous charot afterward that he's not supposed to have such machshav on Shabbos, and he felt charot on it. Maisa afterwards, he came by again after he was mascharet, and he saw that a tzlaf is a kind of a plant. One tzlaf, the Gemara says, a tzlaf chad. One tzlaf started growing and sealed up the whole hole in the fence. The Rizal brings that this chosid echad in the Gemara was a gilgul of tzlafchad, and that's why it's tzlafchad. Tzlafchad grew and sealed it up. Ticking on that, Chilul Shabbos. Well, the Gemara brings in Shabbos, though, that there's a three-way machloikis. What did tzlafchad, what did the Mekoshesh, maybe there's one man there, was tzlafchad, what did he do? What does it mean Mekoshesh ate them? Which malacha? Which one of the 39 malachas was? So one man the other says it was Havara Arba Amos Bershus Harabin. The second price that they bring is he was toilish, and the third shot is he was ma'amer. I have a stick of aura. If he was doing this L'Shem Shemayim, so why was he Mekoshesh eight sin? It would have been enough to do 1/8. Why does he have to do extra? Be ma'amer b'shus harab 1/8. Or be toilish 1/8. Why does he have to do eight sin? He's doing it L'Shem Shemayim. He was yais already what he wanted to do. If it's ma'amer, it's good. You're ma'amer 8 sin. That would be geshmak if you learn that the sheet that it says ma'amer would be the one that says that he had done it L'Shem Shemayim. It's interesting though, because the pasuk says, "Vayiyu b'nei Yisroel v'midbar, vayimtzu ish b'kashish eitzim b'yem haShabbos." What's the connection? Rashi already tells a lot of stuff. What's the connection? They were in the midbar, and he was b'kashish eitzim. Harbe dibro that is interesting shot in the Archaim Hakadosh. Archaim says, "What's the connection?" Because there's a machloikis. Let's say you learn it means havara b'shus harabim. Does the midbar have a dinner b'shus harabim? The Gemara in Shabbos Davov brings a machloikis and a sphere in Brises. If the midbar has a dinner of Rosh Hashanah, and the bride said, the Gemara says, how do you reconcile the sphere if it has a dinner of Rosh Hashanah? Loi kasha, hob is man she b'nei Yisrael b'midbar, hob is man she ain b'nei Yisrael b'midbar. Which most Rishonim learn that when the Yidden were in the midbar had a dinner of Rosh Hashanah, there was shishan riba, we had a dinner of Rosh Hashanah. But when this man she ain b'nei Yisrael b'midbar, it doesn't have a dinner of Rosh Hashanah. So after Rechaim called this beautiful, that's John in the pasuk. Vayiyu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar, they were in the midbar, so then it makes sense that he was chayiv nisa for being mekoshesh etzem like that sheet, and that mekoshesh means Havara b'shus harabim. It's necessary to say Vayiyu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar. They were in the midbar, so it had a dinner b'shus harabim. The child says, yeah, that's good. Like the man the Amar, that mekoshesh means havara b'shus harabim. But if he means toilish, well, the other ones, what's the child? So it's toilish. He says pashut. Where were their etzim? In the midbar? How was he toilish etzim? Havara could be they were slipping etzim from somewhere else. But toilish, where was etzim growing in the midbar? Vayiyu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar. So given nisim and the floister and the nani cover, things were growing. Is this a sephora that pulling out the mud was a din of toilish? He says, Eitzim, look at myself. Okay. The Rambam passes punkfaket. The Rambam learns the Gemara, the Loi Kasha, Hav is Mancha b'nei Yisrael, b'midbar, Hav is Mancha ein b'nei Yisrael, b'midbar, punkfaket. That when the Yidden were in the midbar, it didn't have a din of Rosh Hashanah. Because the machna was closed, it didn't have a din of Rosh Hashanah. I was like, punkfaket, it's not, it can't be also Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam's going to have to learn it was toilish, Shoma Amen. I heard once that you could say a pilpul, it says Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what to do with him. Maybe this was the Shire. There was a frog. Does it have a dinner of Rosh Hashanah or not? Lo yodu. They didn't know what to do. They had tach machloikas mishayim. By you b'nei Yisrael b'midbar. Now we have a Shire. Machloikas Rambam and mishayim. And Shabbos davar. If the midbar b'zman she b'nei Yisrael b'midbar has a dinner of Rosh Hashanah, if ma'am, if makoshes means Rosh Hashanah, that's what it's going to be telling you. It's interesting. There's a connection from Shabbos to Tzitzis. The makoshes to Tzitzis. They're both shakel connected called Terakula. We also know the Goyim says there are various minhagim how you make the Ksharim on the tzitzis in between the five ksharim. Of course, there are five ksharim in Shmuel Chutzim that are father. Rashi brings already tzitzis is gematria 600, and the five ksharim with the eight chutim is taryan, and it reminds you of the mitzvahs. But in between the ksharim, you make chulyos, and there's different minhagim. One minhag is to do yud kei vav kei 10, 5, 6, 5. There's a minhag that we do that 7, 8, 11, 13, or 7, 9, 11, 13. The Gros says it's connected to the malachas of Shabbos. because if you break up the Malachas of Shabbos, not only is it 39, but they're broken into four categories of 7, 9, 11, 13. That's the surah, how they're broken up. And interesting enough, there's a Gemara in Shabbos of Ayin Dalet that talks about a person building a certain thing, that he can be over a whole bunch of Malachas as he's building it. And I'm not going into the details of Machlekes, what it is, but the numbers there, it's fascinating. Someone that makes a Chavito is Chayiv 7 Chatois. If he puts it into the Tana Rosso to finalize it, I think that's Moisef Makabapakis, he's over 8. And then the next one, if a person makes a Chalsa, he's over 11 Chatois, and if he adds a Chayit Lepumi, he's over 13. The numbers, 7, 8, 11, 13, by, not by coincidence, are on those Oifanim that the Gemara is describing, a person does Malacha and over a few different ones, it happens to be, it's that number which represents the different malachas. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Taflamid Beis, Amar Rish Lakish, Kol HaZohir V'tzitzis, he's Zoicha that he's going to have Misham Shemoy, Beis Alofim V'ches Me'ayis Avodim. A person that's Zohir in the midst of Tzitzis is going to be Zoicha to 2,800 Avodim. Where do you get 2,800 Avodim? Look, the Gemara, it's a Pasuk in Zechariah. The Pasuk says in Zechariah, listen carefully to the pasuk. Asher yachziku asara anoshim mikol l'shoynes hagoyim. There's going to be 10 people from each one of the nations. There are 70 nations. 10 people from each one of the 70 nations. V'hachziku b'knat ish Yehudi. That means on each corner, a person has four corners on his beged, and from each of the four corners, there's going to be 10 people from each of the nations. That's 70 nations. That's 10 times 70 times 4 is 2,800. Azoy Rashi, that's found in the Gemara there. That a person is going to be zoicha to 2,800 avodim, because the pasuk says in Zechariah that every yid that has four kanafayim is going to be zoicha to 10 people from each one of the shiva umayis on each corner. It's interesting in the Kisvi Arizal, it's brought down that if a person is zohir in mitzvah tzitzis, he's going to be zoicha to 1,800 avodim. 1,800 avodim. Gemara says 2,800. The Arizal brings down a person that's zohir in mitzvah tzitzis is zoicha to 1,800 avodim. The Gemara says 2,800, and the Cheshbin, it's not a pipe boy. The Gemara makes the Cheshbin 2,800. 70 times 10 times 10, 4. So the Gross says, Pshat and Arizal, he says like this. He says, Ve'emet, Tzitzis is Gematria 600. And it says in the parasha of Tzitzis, it says Tzitzis three times. Tzitzis is 300 with the Yud. It says 600 times 3 is 1,800. And that's what Arizal was saying, that a person that's Nizar and Tzitzis is like to 1,800 of them. Why does the Gemara say 2,800? It says, because Ve'emet is Tchelas also. Knak Tchelis is Gematria 1,000. Now, this man that it was Tchelis, you attack a Zeicha to 2,800 of them. Tzitzis times 3 is 1,800, plus another 1,000 for the Knak Tchelis. However, the Dairaisam, we don't have Tchelis. Only then they have Tchelis, we don't have Tchelis. So it's only 1,800, that's the Cheshvin that the guy makes on that thing. One other interesting or I saw, the Gemara says, Mishnah Menachis, Gemara. There are four corners of Tzitzis. Rabbi Shmuel says that all four corners, each one is a different mitzvah. It's not one big mitzvah, all four. The Tanakhama says, Arbatam mitzvah achas. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, Arbatam arba mitzvahs. It's four separate mitzvahs. It's Mashman, the Gemara, that according to Rabbi Shmuel, if a person only put Tzitzis on three corners of the four corners, Avada has to be a four corner beged. You're not chayiv on a three corner beged, but on a four corner beged, if he only puts tzitzis on three of the corners, hatagahatran dry mitzvahs. He's doing something. Azoy, we passed him. If you walk in Shabbos, one corner fell off, or tzitzis from one corner fell off, so you have three on the other corners, so you're carrying. It's not doing the mitzvah. But Rabbi Shmuel, it is, because you're doing three of the mitzvahs. I want to before, even Rabbi Shmuel, if one of the corners gets cut off, and it's now a round beged, now you have a problem, because on your other three corners, there's some of the strings hanging there. Rabbi Shmuel also says it's carrying. But if it remained a four corners beged and grab the one corner that tzitzis fell off, so you have three mitzvahs. Who are then passes what the Gemara says there is that if a guy has a five cornered beged, we pass and you put tzitzis on the four outermost corners. Rabbi Shmuel will put on all five corners. It's a minimum of four cornered beged. Every corner is a different mitzvah, according to Rabbi Shmuel. So it's Shusant Ezach. So Lachar, you can ask Akasha, there are Tariyag mitzvahs in the Torah. Rabbi Shmuel now has four. Tzitzis counts as four. It's coming out more. The emes is like this. You have to know. It's a big topic. Not for now, but there's a Gemara in Makis. It says, Torah tziv alonu Moshe. Torah is Gematria 611, because Moshe Rabbeinu taught us 611 mitzvahs, and the two were Neich Galiyah, were from a Kaddish Baruch. I think that there's two lines of Gemara in Makis. I always ask people, which Gemara has the most Mefarshim and Sfarim and Mefarshim written on it? People can talk to the coin. This Gemara, two lines, and there are so many Sfarim, Kadmoinim, and Rishonim, the Chinuch, the Rambam, the Smag, Bariches, to work out the Cheshbon of the Tariyag Mitzvahs. Now, Avadis Yidua, that you can have the Erises that are not part of the Tariyag Mitzvahs, and even Mitzvahs itself, Tzilin, is counted as one Mitzvah, two Mitzvahs, the Shalyar and the Shalroish, Krishma, Yoim and Laila, one or two. You have to know the Gedorah and what's called the separate mitzvah. But I saw right now there's another kasha. What's Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel holds that each corner is a different mitzvah. So the Chayyim is more of a, you have to take out. So the emphasis, the Rambam the Moshul makes a safer cheshbon, what's the Tariyag mitzvah? The Ramban is Chayyim and Etlucha mitzvahs. First day, he takes one thing out, he puts something else in. Avada, that's what you have to do. That's the whole thing, that in the Sefer mitzvahs, the Ramban is Chayyim many times on the Rambam, and the Sefer that the Pirush says, Masal on the Rambam always is the Megillus Esther. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Megillus Esther always comes to Michael. There's one place where the Megillus Esther says that he's married to the Ramban. The Rambam doesn't bring Birchas HaTorah as a mitzvah. And the Rabban is Shtar Chayot. The Rabban is the Raisa of Birchas HaTorah. Hishem Hashem Ekrov Goy Lekeinu. And the Megillus Esther says over here the Rambam is wrong. Taka, that he's masking to the Ramban, that must be into the Raisa. But that's for a different time, Birchas HaTorah. Akoponim. Can we frag in the Shaila? Over here there's three extra mitzvahs. So, Gornish, other than the Teretz is that even though it's four different mitzvahs, but for the Cheshbon of Taryag, it's fourth only called one mitzvah. I mean, my guard, like most Rishonim, Tfilin Shal Yoyer and Tfilin Shal Yoyer is one mitzvah. Or you say, he'll have to take another three out. Mechanach in the Cheshbon. No, it's interesting that there's a Gemara in Soita, Daf Gimel. The Gemara in Soita, Daf Gimel says, over there it's talking about the Kinei Esishtei by a Soita. The Kinei Esishtei. So there's a Machlekes Tanoim, the Rabbi Shmuel says the Kinei Esishtei is a Rishus. He doesn't have to do kinoy. If he wants to, he can. Rabbi Kiva argues, says, no, it's a choiv. And then the Gemara goes on, a series there, the Gemara says there are three places where Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel argue this style thing. The kinoy is this style, Rabbi Shmuel says it's rishus. Rabbi Shmuel says that's a rishus. Rabbi Kiva says, no, a choiv. And the third one is loch yitama by koyin, then he can be matama to, right? Loch yitama, that's Rabbi Shmuel rishus. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Freptoistis, inside the Himalam and Alf. Tema! How can there be a three machlekes here, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva? In Cain, where Rabbi Shmuel, there's less than Taryag. Or maybe Faker, where Rabbi Kiva, there's more than Taryag. Viva the Machad, the Chizboides. So the place is beside the garnish. He has to take out, he has to take in. I'm going to talk about the Nifl, Rabbi Shmuel, the Shitas. Rabbi Shmuel takes out, Lo Yitama, Lo Elamim Tavoy, the Kinesh Ishtai, his other three. He can talk about Seville, but his other three, is he have three more in Tittus, because he holds four ways.